Blog Talk Radio.
You're about to listen to the Roman Show.
The most informative show in mixed martial arts and pro wrestling on the net. Award-winning journalist Rodolfo Roman tackles and gets down to the nitty-gritty of the sport with exclusive interviews. Sit back, relax, stay up to date. Let the Roman Show inform you. Call in live to participate. 714-868-0222. Let the Roman Show begin.
Yo, hey, monkey, it's me, DDP, the king of Bada Bing, the master of the diamond cutter, the three-time world champion. And you, for you, monkey, you're listening to the Roman Show. And that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing.
AllOutMMAGear.com is your best source for MMA gear and apparel. Use code RomanShow and receive 15% off your next purchase. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at AllOutMMAGear and on Facebook.com/AllOutMMA for the latest on merchandise and special offers. AllOutMMAGear.com, from Miami to the world.
The rhythm of that song tonight, the Roman Show, transmitting live from the hot and steamy Miami, Florida. Obviously, there's a connotation to that hot and steamy part, but we'll discuss that later on today. In the meantime, let's get this thing rolling here tonight, this Roman Show, with my man, my co-host, Johnny Knockout. Johnny, the cinematic superstar, what's up with that, man? Can you explain?
Well, I mean, yeah, they call me the cinematic superstar, not just because I have movie star good looks, but because I am a box office draw. So, yeah. And
now,
speaking
I
of which...
I saw a post. Can you explain to us? You're going to be in a movie?
Plenty. I'm working on plenty of projects outside of the four-post wrestling ring. When I'm not in the ring, I'm either going on auditions or just being hand-offered roles for movies. Right now, I got one coming up. It's a small part in a film where I'll be playing, I guess, a cocky guy at a bar who likes to hit on women and stuff. So I don't know where these movie directors are. I guess when they look at me, they think that that's the kind of guy I am. But whatever. I mean, it's a movie. I'm willing to show off my diversity. You know, I'm a pretty romantic guy, you know, in my life. But
well, congrats.
Yeah, if that's what they want, that's what they're going to get. I'm also playing a super villain in another film, so but that's been postponed for a month. Yeah.
I know that all the fans are looking forward to seeing you on the small screen or big screen, and I know that you were in action this past weekend.
Listen, when I'm on the screen, it's not a small screen. When Johnny Knockout steps in front of a camera, it's automatically a large screen. Okay, let's just get off track tonight.
We're using too much sexual connotation today. I think I must elaborate
sexual.
On this a little bit.
I hope you don't use any sexual connotation with me. That'd just be weird.
No, sir.
I love you and all, but not like that.
Absolutely not. But, Johnny, tonight
good.
We have WWE Tough Enough winner Andy Levine here on the program. He'll be joining us soon. He will be calling us, or we'll be contacting him all the way in Puerto Rico. In San Juan,
nice.
Puerto Rico, where he is wrestling right now, so to speak. And a little later after that, we're going to have adult actress Sarah J. will be calling in around 10 p.m. Eastern time here at the program, who's going to be talking about this bet they had going on that if the Miami Heat won the NBA Finals Championship, well, they will perform oral sex on all of their Twitter followers and their members on their personal websites.
How lovely. A dad must be proud.
Well, you can visit Sarah J's website, sarahj.com, or follow her on Twitter, Sarah at SarahJX. And her partner is Angelino Castro XXX. That's her Twitter account. So they'll be, Sarah will be here shortly. But Johnny, I want to first speak to you.
She's got a partner in oral crime?
Well, yes, it's going to be both of them, Angelina Castro and Sarah J, giving their followers what they desire.
Okay.
The proper way of, yeah, pretty good. So, Johnny, we're going to speak a little more about this, obviously, when she is on. But briefly, I understand that you've wrestled over the weekend in New York. Tell us a little bit about all that stuff, and you have some upcoming events so the folks can know here.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much for the introduction to that plug. I debuted with Fighting Spirit Wrestling right here in Brooklyn, New York. And I debuted at the venue and brought a little bit of change with me as well. The buddy of mine, I try not to, have too much contact with him. But, he likes to show up whenever he wants. And like I said, I don't judge. I just let him do his thing. But, the fans got to experience that on Friday the 13th this past week. It was great. It was a great show. It was a great time. It was awesome. I got a lot of the JKO Army united that night. I want to give a nice shout-out to Nicole Mann of the JKO Army, who lives out in Staten Island, New York. She was a big-time help that night, and she also delivered me my birthday present for JKO Day. It was a Dunkin' Donuts coffee cart. So
nice.
I went right to the Dunkin' Donuts the very next day, and I used it. I'm not upset to say that I used the entire cart on that one day, because I just love my coffee. Caffeinated, by the way, not that Sanka stuff.
Yeah,
that
you saw
used
a Sanka picture I tweeted to you there?
I did. I think I retweeted that, buddy. Yes, retweet madness.
By the way, today I am not drinking Sanka, and I am not drinking caffeine, but I am drinking tea, green tea.
Okay, green tea is good. Fights off antioxidants.
Yes.
Well, it actually builds the antioxidants. Am I saying that right? Anyway, it fights off diseases and colds and stuff like that, so it's good.
One
the Chinese dig it.
That's right. One of them beating cancer, so right now we're plugging green tea. So,
green tea. Hashtag green tea.
Yeah, hashtag green tea to health, it says down here. So hashtag tea to health.
I used to love the stuff that Lipton made, the green tea, but there was just too much sugar.
Yeah, that one's pretty good. Yeah, too much sugar. That's what it is, and you got to eliminate that sugar. By the way, in just a short time, I know you're a personal trainer yourself, Johnny, but all the way in California, we're going to have this personal trainer who has trained the top of the top when it comes to actors and celebrities, and he'll be speaking to us as far as what he does to the celebrities, because every time you look at TVs, when was the last time you've seen a celebrity that has been obese? That doesn't happen. So what's the trick? How many hours do these guys spend in the gym? I'm not sure that they take care of themselves
it really depends on the client, and I'm proud to say that I'm actually, for all of my wrestling fans and all my family, my friends, if they're out of state and they don't get to work out with me personally, because I do, I am a personal trainer by trade, I'm developing what's called knockout workouts for a couple of fans of mine, and now they're clients. And we have Marianne Knockout, who's all the way from Watertown, New York. Now, I don't have the honor in being able to see her on a daily basis. So, we got together. She put out for a knockout workout, which is, I do sell them. You can go out to jknockout@hotmail.com and email me for further details. But Marianne started at the end of, beginning of May, I want to say, and she's already lost well over 25 pounds. And you can find her on Facebook at Marianne Knockout, and you can see the photo proof. It's there. We also have a couple others that are working on that, and so it just really depends on the person, Roman. The person wants to put in the time. Marianne, I haven't seen her take a day off. God bless that girl. I gave her a couple of, days options where she could rest or work on extra stuff, and I honestly don't think she's taking a day off, or not too many. And, what you put in is what you get out. She's point positive, proof positive.
No, absolutely, John. And I applaud those folks out there that, they're a little overweight, but they give their all. To lose that weight.
Hey, I was overweight, man.
Me too.
I don't know if
me
a lot
too.
Of people know that. I grew up.
Yeah,
oh, you as
I
well, huh?
Hear you. Yeah, me too. And I, you know, I started lifting. I started working out. I changed my diet, and you know, many blessings to me. And with the help of God, I've changed my life around, and I feel good. I feel great. You know, heck, I was a chubby kid, man. All right, so cut me some slack. It was hard for me. I got from the get go. So
and that's the thing. I think a lot of people may have like the wrong idea. Like you may have been a chubby kid. I was not. I lost 75 pounds. I've been working out for over a decade and training for over a decade as well. And I started it right as soon as I lost it. I was a little nervous at first as an 18-year-old guy. But you know, I did such a good job my first year that you know I was kind of encouraged to just teach others. And I'm safe. You know, I'm proud to say that I'm batting 1,000. All the clients I've ever worked with, I have a really good rapport with, and you know, changing lives, man. You know, I still have somebody, one of my clients I'm working with right now. You know, he's lost 7 inches on his waist. He's healthy as hell. He's on a basketball team with his friends. And honestly, he never has to tag out. They have guys that, you know, come in intervals, and he'll go a whole hour straight. And he's still ready to go when everybody else is stuck in air, you know. So I'm very proud of him and proud of the accomplishments and achievements we're making daily.
No doubt. And, you know, we'll make sure to dedicate a little bit more time for that. But, you know, if you're overweight, you know, don't feel ashamed of yourself. Just go out there. Give it your all, and with a little bit of time, dedication, and personal motivation, you'll go ahead and lose some weight and feel a lot better, man. Trust me on that. All right, guys. Johnny, we're going to move forward now with reaching out to Andy Levine all the way in San Juan, Puerto Rico. I visited Puerto
Silent
Rico
Ridge
last year. Oh, very nice out there. Very beautiful out there. And I'm sure he's going to, aside from the beautiful scenery, he's practicing very hard to become that successful professional wrestler that he is. Big Andy.
Hello.
Hey, Andy, how are you, man? Welcome to the Roman Show. How are you, my man?
Hey, what's going on, man?
All right, Andy. You're on with myself, Rudolph Roman, and Johnny Knockout. Andy, it's a pleasure to have you here in the program. As we know, you were let go by the WWE and your developmental contract over there, FCW. I've read some stuff. Not too much was told on your end. It was kind of like a goodbye, but with no background behind it. And I spoke to you. It's funny. This happened because I spoke to you about a month prior to that, and this all happened. Andy, can you just let the fans know? I mean, I know you don't know too much about it. You were kind of, from what I understand, given a phone call from John Laurinaitis, but what did he tell you? Hello? Andy? All right, we lost Andy. We're going to give him a call again. You there, Johnny?
Oh, I'm here.
Yeah, we lost Andy.
Did you hit the mute button by accident?
No. Remember, he's in San Juan, Puerto Rico.
I thought the ghost of Stephen Cage was with us.
No,
Andy,
no, it's all right, Andy. So basically, it's pretty straight to the point. Now, I spoke to you about a month before your departure of the WWE. But what exactly happened when Jaron Laurinaitis gave you this call? I know you weren't too much informed, but what happened so the folks can know?
You know, really not too much. He was, it really wasn't working out there. I wasn't working, very often. And I finally got the phone call that, WWE was releasing me, and that was kind of it.
Yeah. And I remember when I spoke to you that day, you said that they were kind of trying out your character. Like they were trying to develop it, trying to find something for you, something that fit well, because at the time you had a different name, no?
Yeah, I believe so. At the, we're talking at FCW?
Yeah, at the FCW event at the fair over there at FIU.
Yeah, Kevin Hackman, I think, is my wrestling name over at FCW.
And that's where we left off. So then they gave you this phone call, and that was it. Now, but did you personally meet John Laurinaitis? Did you speak to him on a personal level?
Yeah, just a... You know, it's a normal phone call. But, I mean, FCW just wasn't for me. It just wasn't a good fit. I wasn't able to develop there for, you know, whatever reason. It wasn't working out, and I wasn't developing like I should. So I think everybody felt that way, and, you know, they released me. So
And Andy, why do you think that you didn't fit well into FCW? Was it the ambience, the personalities, the characters? Was it you on a personal level? You needed some more experience?
You know, I think it was a couple things. You know, I was kind of born and raised in Tampa. I was very comfortable in the area, which probably wasn't a very good thing. You know, I'd kind of been there before, and doing the show, I kind of thought that I didn't necessarily belong there, I guess, in a way. I was kind of bitter about it. There was a bunch of things added up, you know. I was a little immature about the whole situation, me being back there, and, you know, all those things kind of compounded and left me kind of hanging in the end.
Now, when you won the show, they tell you, okay, you're the winner. How was it that they told you, or what do you? Why do you think they chose you as the winner to win Tough Enough?
I think they chose me the winner. I mean, that all the trainers picked me to win. You know, I think the people in the audience and the people at home had kind of picked me to win. You know, I thought I had a much better way of connecting with an audience than any of the other people on the show. I mean, right, wrong, or indifferent, this is what I think. That and being about 6 inches taller than most of the other contestants doesn't hurt.
Now, you've kept in contact, because I've read some of your past interviews, you kept in contact with Bill DeMont, from what I understand, or some of the trainers, or some of the wrestlers that were there for some advice?
Yeah, I've tried to keep in contact with Bill DeMont for the most part. You know, he just became the head trainer over at FCW, actually. He just took over that spot. And, you know, he was a wealth of knowledge for me on the show and after the show and, you know, even now. So he was a huge help and a great, great individual.
Now, prior to you joining Tough Enough, Andy, you know, you were at Florida International University, Golden Panther like myself. You played football out there. Now, was this the intention for you to go into pro wrestling? Has this been always a dream of yours, or you just happened to encounter football? Tell us a little bit behind that.
You know, I always just kind of got behind wrestling, even as a little kid. Always kind of knew that I wanted to get into it when football kind of ran its course. I mean, it's no secret. Football was always my first love, and that's what I kind of wanted to pursue. But always in the back of my head, I always knew that I wanted to kind of get into this one day. So it just happened to work out, you know. There's some luck and a little bit of hard work. And I'm putting some feelers out there, and some good things happened.
And Andy, from Football Night, now that you're still pursuing this whole wrestling profession, right now you're in Puerto Rico, getting a little practice in there, but would you ever even think of going back to the gridiron and trying out maybe for a professional football team?
You know, I wish it worked like that. You know, I wish it worked. It was like, I think I'll play football today, and you can just go try out. I think my football meter's pretty much dried up. You know, it just hasn't worked. I'm going to go get a tryout I'm going to go work out for the Bucks or for the Dolphins or, you know what I mean? They have to come after you, and if you're not actively pursuing it, it usually doesn't work out like that.
Gotcha. Well, Johnny, you have a question for Big Andy.
Yeah, first and foremost, I just want to say hello to Andy. Thank you for being on the show with us. I'm not sure if you remember me offhand. We had met. I was doing a tryout for WWE when you were first. I think it was the first day you showed up to the building to take a look around. This is when they were scouting you. It was the end of July in 2010. But, you know, as soon as you came in, you were a presence. I came up to you, shook your hand to the low, and you know, I was like, oh, I guess you're one of the new guys. You're like, I hope so. So, you know, you're trying out in front of Ricky Steamboat and all. And then, where was it? In Tough Enough in L.A. for casting. I think we were hitting the gym together, and you were hitting the treadmill. I was working out. First thing I want to say is that I'm happy for you that you got the opportunity to be on Tough Enough, because obviously that was a spot I was vying for myself. And, you know, I always looked at you. I didn't know you too much. I didn't know you that well, but I could tell your vibe was good. You know, you seem like a pretty decent human being, which is awesome. It's always good to have guys in the business like that. And then just watching you on the TV, because I, you know, obviously I couldn't make it. I wasn't able to, you know, be on. I wasn't chosen, but I did learn a lot. And I learned a lot off of every one of the contestants, and yourself especially towards the end. And one thing that you mentioned early on in, you know, this interview we're doing with you here is that, you know, you really do feel deep down that, you know, you had the, one of the best connections with the crowd. And I feel that, too. There was a spot on the show where you finally let loose, and, you know, a lot of emotions came out. And I think it was when you were down to the three, the elimination between the three of you guys. And, you know, I think right away I wanted to find you on, like, a Facebook or a Twitter and just, like, you know, say, like, you know, it's great, man, because I felt like I could relate to you in that sense. You know, you really felt, you know, that you belonged there. You know, you got emotional on the show, and, hey, man, there's nothing wrong with that. And right away I just felt like I could relate, and I just wanted to say that, you know, that's awesome. So, you know, that's one of the main things that you need for wrestling. And, you know, I obviously, you know, you got the size. And you know what I like about you too is the fact that you're realistic, you're honest. You said maybe you were a little bit mature. I mean, immature at the time, and not to say like personally you were mature, but just to the business. But like, what are you doing now, and what have you learned since you know, maybe taking a step outside of WWE? What have you learned from your from the points that were positive to maybe mistakes that you made, whether it was intentional or unintentional? And obviously a step in Puerto Rico is a good step. So what are you doing now in order to get yourself back to FCW, or do you even want to be there right now?
Well, first off, I'd like to say, you know, thanks for the kind words, man. You know, I really, really appreciate it. It means a lot. And, you know, what I mean by immature is just a little bit of everything, you know, to the business, for myself. One thing I kind of, when you're able to sit back, look at everything, and look at the big picture, things become a lot more clear. You know, when I was there, when I was signed, everything seemed all jumbled up. I couldn't make sense of, you know, up or down, left or right. I was just kind of frustrated and getting upset. You know, one of the biggest things is take everything day at a time. You know, step by step, don't take things personal. You know, I think things that happened down there that I took, you know, really personal, really kind of put me in a negative way, and I let that affect me, and I let it show. And I think that's a big learning process going forward. Do I want to be back at FCW? No, I don't. You know, I want to be in a position where I can go right up to the main roster. You know, that's why I'm here in Puerto Rico. That's why I plan on going wherever I can to get as much experience as I can. So, but I'm not closing my eyes to any opportunities. So, you know, taking things a day at a time, working hard, and seeing what happens.
That's really good, man. You know, and you're definitely welcome for the kind words. I mean, I don't give them out to everybody, but, you know, like I said, you know, I really do, like, I get that vibe from you. And, like, I think this kind of business, professional wrestling, needs more honest people, especially at the time in the world that we're at right now. You know, we're dealing with a lot of sensitive topics and issues in this world, and I think people need somebody that they can look up to, you know. And, you know, you're a household guy, you know, you're a family man, and obviously it shows. I mean, you left the U.S. to learn your craft, and, you know, that's a huge step. You know, I haven't been to Puerto Rico yet myself, but that's an aspiration for me. So the fact that you're down there and you're learning with good people, and you're with the Carlos Colon, correct? In WWC?
Yep.
All right, cool, man. So that's a great opportunity. How long have you been down there, and what have you learned so far? Like, what have you put towards your repertoire?
No, I've just been down here for about I think it's day number four now, so I'm still kind of green to the area here. You got to stay in San Juan, and man, is it beautiful? It sure is really pretty down here, and acting kind of crazy at the same time. It's a pretty neat little city. You know, I kind of liken it to being in Miami, just a little bit. It's kind of got that same kind of flair, that same kind of flavor, which is pretty cool. So, but so far it's been great. I've had a, you know, chance to work a little bit, and I'm rooming with the Wes Briscoe, and he's been a wealth of knowledge and advice. So it's been really cool for me. So.
That's awesome, man. Well, it sounds like you got a good roommate there too. I think a lot of people, especially in Florida, whether it's fans or in the independent scene, I think they're pretty high on Wes. So I think you got somebody with some extra couple years experience, so you guys can learn off each other, you know. It's good stuff, though. But I'm glad that you're happy out there and you're enjoying not only the wrestling aspect, but life as well.
Oh, yeah, man. Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and Andy, let me tell you, I know you're in your training, but you got to check out the Caribe Hilton over there because that's where they made the first ever piña colada, and trust me, my friend, you will love it, man. It is the best.
Wait, hold on. You got to repeat that to me. Let me write that down real quick. My friend,
you got to check it out.
Yeah, it's still very, very, very little.
Can you hear me?
You're going to have to,
Yeah, you got to try the home where they made the first ever piña colada over there in San Juan. Is the Caribe
Hilton.
Okay,
what was the name of the place again?
Caribe Hilton.
You
got to try that out. Yeah, you got to try that out. It's magnificent. You know, you're from you lived near Miami, and I'm sure you ventured out in Miami Beach and all of that stuff. But trust me, when you're over there, you got to try that place out. Delicious, man. You'll love it.
Okay. Yeah, man. I'll have to hit that up.
Hey, Andy, now, flipping the switch now from wrestling to football, what are your aspirations for the Wolf football team? They change conferences now. They're going to be now in a bigger conference compared to the Sun Belt. What are your thoughts on it, and where do you see this football team going in the college?
Yep, Conference USA, it's a big step, you know. And you know what, to be honest, I because I kind of been following up a little bit with them. I don't see them in Conference USA, you know, too long. You know, I really see us making a jump to the Big East or, you know, to even bigger and better conference. But for right now, Conference USA is awesome. I think it's a great move for not only for the university, but for Conference USA itself. You know, people that are familiar and associated with FIU just know how much money's there and know how big that school is and how much potential it has. So I'm absolutely stoked that they're going to start playing in Conference USA.
Now, you know, your coach, Mario Cristobal, is a very strong, straightforward coach. I personally have had the ability to speak to him a couple of times. Would you say that some of the stuff that you learned on the field from him, you carried on into the wrestling ring?
You know, I'd say so. A couple things, you know. He's a very hard-nosed, hard-working guy, and he kind of carried that over to the football team. And those things you just carry over in life, you know, just putting your nose to the grindstone and getting to work, you know. And that's kind of what he was all about. And you know, I've followed that model pretty much, you know, my whole life and everything. It's somebody that he kind of helped. What's the word I'm looking for here? He helped embrace that in college, and I've carried that over from college and into this business. So it's been great, and I really have high expectations for them this year.
And with that, Andy, you know, the whole training aspect is completely different from football to the wrestling ring. I know down here in South Florida you were under the wicked, scorching heat. Not to say that wherever you train out in Puerto Rico is not hot, because I'm sure it's hot as heck too. But
it's pretty warm.
Training. Tell us the difference in the training there in football and wrestling.
You know what? There's really not too much difference. You know, you still want to be big, powerful, and explosive. You know, and that training really kind of correlates well with this with the business. You know, you take a beating every night. I mean, you get win, lose, or draw, you're going to have your ass handed to you. You know, it's like you're getting in a mini car wreck every match. You know, just like every playing football is like a mini car wreck, you know. So it really translates over well. I think the only difference is that, you know, in wrestling, it's just you, man. You know, you ain't got no one else to blame or point the finger up at yourself. And I think it's that mental aspect of it. It's really the only difference. As far as training-wise and training regimen go, I've kept everything pretty much the same.
Gotcha. Well, Johnny, one more question for Big Andy before he gets going.
Yeah, before we go, what did you change as far as your in-ring wrestling style? Now, obviously, you're a big guy, so that's, I mean, of course, you're going to work the big man style. But now that you're in Puerto Rico, I guess, you know, it's kind of fresh. It's your fourth day there. But what are you looking to expand as far as your in-ring, or are you just looking to keep it the big man style? Are you looking for a little bit of speed, agility? I mean, we've seen videos of you on YouTube where you're training for football. and you're like cleaning press. Am I saying this right? Clean and press.
Clean and pressing.
Yeah. Ah! All right, finally, four times a charm. Yeah, but some pretty heavy weight. So we know you got the power. You know, is there something that you're looking to evolve into as far as your in-ring style, and how can Puerto Rico and their style help you with that?
Just, you know, put a little notch in my collar. As far as I know, I still hold the record for the clean over there at FIU, so... I'm kind of, you know, I'd be curious to see if anyone's tired or beat that. But as far as my in-ring repertoire, you know what? I'm a big guy. You know, I like to be big, physical, powerful. I'd like to add a little more explosive moves in my repertoire because I definitely have it in me, have the ability to do so. You know, it's just figuring out where to put those, you know, and where to place those really explosive type movements that really make people's eyes pop, you know?
Definitely. I think it being in Puerto Rico and with the colognes, I think that's a perfect place to do it as well. And just before you go, what was your cleaning here I go again. The cleaner press record that you hold. Let everybody know that.
That was a video on YouTube. That was the day I set the record, actually.
Beautiful. Maybe, Roman, we could put that definitely. Let's put that up to the Roman Show Facebook page.
Yeah,
show everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll go ahead and tweet you, Andy, and then you can just give me that link, and I'll retweet it. And you can check out Andy Levine at Twitter, AndyLevine301. Follow him there on Twitter, and I'm sure he's very letting us know exactly all the stuff he's doing on in San Juan, Puerto Rico. But don't forget, Andy, you got to try the piña colada. I know it's a chick's drink, but it's delicious over there, man. Trust me.
Man, I'm about to head over there right now.
One question from Marianne Knockout, Andy. She wants to know, would you rather be a part of WWE or TNA?
You know, like I said, I'm not closing my eyes to any opportunities. They're both great companies. They both have great people working there, you know, with them, for them. I'm not going to answer that one. That's a toss-up. Like I said, they're both great companies. I think they both have great futures. And I'm definitely not closing my eyes to any opportunities. You know, I definitely... going out there with open eyes and open mind.
That's a perfect answer, man. It really is. Al Snow would be proud of you.
well, maybe we might see you in that, gut check?
No, that's not even that.
That'd be an amazing opportunity to do something like gut check. I'd really be stoked to do something like that. But like I said, man, right now, right here, I'm in Puerto Rico with Mr. Colon, and I'm busting my ass for him. Just keeping eyes open to anything else that moves, you know what I mean? So.
And keep us updated, Andy, with all the stuff out there in Puerto Rico, and tag us with the videos, and I'll make sure to share here with all the fans. And one more question here from Lorraine. She wants to know if you were to what legend would you wrestle if you had an opportunity?
Oh, I think you have to go with The Undertaker. You know, I mean, that guy is just... I mean, he's just not human. There's something magical about him. You know, you talk to people on the street, you know. Me and Wes are walking around, and I ask people, hey, who's your favorite wrestler? And everyone says The Undertaker. You know, there's just something about him that people are just locked to. You know, he's like a magnetic force, you know. So if I ever had a chance to wrestle him, that'd be a freaking dream come true and a half.
Gotcha.
Well, I think I might give up my firstborn.
Andy, thanks so very much, man. Lorraine agrees with you because she says he is also her favorite. Andy, man, thank you so very much, Roman. Before we
go, we have to make sure that Andy's a part of the show forever. We got to get a plug for the show and where people can follow him. Besides the Twitter, he's got a Facebook or an email for bookings and all that.
Yes, sir. Go ahead. Let us know as far. Andy, you got to give us a little shout out, Andy, before you leave. As far as saying, you know, this big Andy, keep listening to the Roman Show whenever you have a chance. So I got to say, if you don't mind.
All right. You want me to go right now? Or?
Go ahead.
Okay. Hey, this is Big Andy, and listen to the Roman Show.
Thanks, Andy. And now for bookings or email or contact where they can reach out to you, Big Andy?
Yeah, you know, for bookings, my email is andrew.levine@gmail.com. right now, I'm, like I said, I'm still working in Puerto Rico, but I'm also available for any other bookings that that might work out as far as my schedule goes down here. So, like I said, just keep my eyes open for any opportunity that moves, you know.
Awesome, Andy. Well, thanks so very much, man, and we'll be in contact, and good luck over there in Puerto Rico. And, again, share with us your adventure over there, all right, and good luck.
Oh, absolutely, man. Thank you for having me.
Andy, great having you on, bud. All the best to you.
Will do, brother. Appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you, Andy. Many blessings.
All right. Yep.
Thanks, man.
Bye.
All right, Johnny. Well, great interview there with Big Andy. Wow. Doing a lot of work out there in Puerto Rico.
He's a cool dude, man. I knew it. Man, I didn't want to press. I didn't want to press Andy, but I kind of wanted to get the WWE Tough Enough winner and Silent Rage, but maybe that's a sore point for him. I don't know, so I didn't want to press him on it. But you know, Andy, if you're still listening, we'd love to have you back in the future. And if you want to give like another plug, then definitely, you know, we'd like to.
Yeah, I don't know that about that, but we learned a lot, and you know, we might see Big Andy in a TNA or a WWE, and you heard of him. From him himself, if he goes back, he's not going to FCW. He's going straight to the E.
And there's something else we could appreciate about Andy is getting that clean and press record. Oh, wow, I said it right on the first try.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah. I remember he used to do the push cleans. Those were tough when I used to play football. Man, I don't think I could do one right now, though. It's a lot of weight, batting your shoulders, batting your joints.
Great. It's a great full-body workout, man.
It is, man.
Talking about size and strength and just the release of testosterone. Even the women
yeah.
grow hair on their chest when they do that.
I'll stick to my yoga and my lightweight.
I just spit my coffee out at my own joke.
I'll stick to my yoga. I don't know if that makes me manly enough, but I'll stick to my yoga and lightweight since I got
hey, look, ever since we had DDP on the show, I've been promoting yoga like there's no tomorrow. Yoga has become like a man's deal now, you know, so why not?
Yeah,
and
man.
It's great for us wrestlers, too. I mean, you know, you need the flexibility. You don't want to be too tight in the ring.
Yes,
so
not about that. Trust me. Even Dwayne Wade does yoga, and LeBron James does yoga. Now, this might not sound manly enough, but Dwayne Wade said he had to take yoga to.
You know who else does yoga?
What's that?
And he's one of my favorites, Mighty Mouse. You believe that shit?
Demetrius Johnson, Mighty Mouse.
How do you think he's still saving the day? And
you're talking about
you know,
the cartoon. I thought you were talking about the fighter.
Oh, there is a fighter named Mighty Mouse?
Yeah.
Really?
Demetrius Johnson, he's a fighter in the UFC, better known as Mighty Mouse. But,
okay.
Yeah. That's
I'm talking about the actual mouse that flies.
The actual superhero.
Yeah, we get together for some Dunkin' Donuts coffee once in a while. It's awesome.
Saw that picture. I saw that picture of you in the shirt and chugging a whole bunch of coffee. But Johnny.
I'm actually wearing the Mighty Mouse shirt in that one. Oh, yeah, look at that. I'm actually holding onto my coffee mug right now. This Marianne Knockout was actually so nice enough to send me a gift, personalized coffee mugs. And it's actually of that picture.
Sweet.
So if fans want to check that out, they can go to Facebook, The Giant Knockout Reality. Yes, Roman?
It's time. we're waiting.
Time for what? Oh, you want me to plug my wrestling shows now?
Go ahead. Because we're just in 2 minutes.
You know what? And I'm learning this from being in the wrestling business. You got to take stuff, you know? You got to take it. So I will get through this as quickly as possible so you can have your oral performance expert on the line, okay? All right. Fans, if you want to see the cinematic superstar Johnny Knockouts live and in living color, I have some shows coming up. The first one, man, against protests, I'm going to promote this one because, well, I will be there. But it's not a normal wrestling show for me. I am, yeah, you heard it, legally obligated. I have been sent attorney papers from the attorneys and the legal offices of Top Rope Promotions, LLC, and it states, Dear Johnny Knockout, for actions stemming from April 28th and June 9th of the year 2012, you are hereby summoned, believe how they write? Why they can't they just say, hey, you got to be here? You are hereby summoned in order to avoid criminal charges for your invasion of our shows against will. You are hereby summoned to offer a formal public apology to Family Wrestling Entertainment, our staff, and fans that you put in danger or harm's way for your unprovoked actions. Now, if anybody that has been following, I used to wrestle for this FWE company. And, yeah, I was cheated out of a tri-borough championship match. And then they just wanted to part ways with me because they couldn't handle the heat that they got in return. So, fans, JKL Army United, I want you guys to come out to 168. Ready? Get a pad and a pen, a big legal pad and a pen. Write this down. 168 Cherry Lane. It's the Carl Place High School in Carl Place, New York. That is in Long Island. It will be 7 p.m. on July 28th. And, yeah, I want you guys to come out and show your colors, man. Show your JKO Army colors and be there in support of Johnny Knockout because I'm legally obligated to be there, and this is one time that I'm going to need you guys on my side.
You got it.
That said, what's that? Is that all? No, I have a lot more. I'm a busy guy, but if you want to get to... I'll get to it later if you want.
Yeah, just stay on the line. Stay on the line. Don't hang up.
I am not going to hang up. In fact, I want to let the fans know, as I continue to interrupt you here, this is the Roman show, I know. I'm turning into the Johnny Knockout show here. I just want the fans to know that the following, I do not promote. This is not something Johnny Knockout promotes. But as a man in this world, and I do not discriminate, and I do not judge, you know, because I'd be a hypocrite. I don't like to be judged or discriminated. I'm going to stay on the line. I'm not going to, you know, be part of it. But keep your minds open. Keep your pants up for all you male listeners out there. And let Roman do his work as a journalist, a professional journalist. So
thank you, Johnny.
Yeah,
Johnny,
you could mute me till you're done, but I'll be on the line listening and refilling my coffee cup. Thanks to Marianne Knockout. Okay, I'm done.
Thank you, Johnny. Well, Johnny, on the line right now we have adult actress Sarah J., who's going to have this big event that's going to happen next month. Sarah, how are you, ma'am? Welcome to the Roman Show.
Hi, thank you. I'm great.
Thanks for joining us. I know you're tied up with a whole bunch of work you got going on. You got a whole bunch of stuff going on Twitter. Your followers go bananas. They keep tweeting to you, and you tweet back. But let's talk about this event that's going on August 2nd at Miami Velvet here in South Florida, located at 3901 Northwest 77th Avenue. And this whole thing started because you and another adult actress, Angelina Castro, made a bet that if the Miami Heat won the championship, well, you will perform oral sex to all of your Twitter followers, the Heat organization, and also those who are members of your website, being sarahj.com. Now, how did this whole thing come about, Sarah?
Well, Angelina and I both live in Miami, and we both love this city. She's a huge, huge Heat fan. And even though I don't really watch TV at all, definitely don't watch sports that much, when I live here, I live in downtown Miami, about a mile from the arena. When the Heat plays, the whole city knows. You know, I live above a bar. So, like, you know, I get involved in these games even though I don't necessarily watch sports. But, like, you know, everybody's like, oh, were you watching the game tonight? What's going on? But the game, game. So you end up being, like, totally enraptured in, like, this whole thing, you know. But the thing that I love more than anything is blowjobs.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah.
Go ahead, continue, because it has me puzzled as far as how you guys came up with this. All right, I did the math here, and you're talking about over 300,000 people if they were to come down here to South Florida.
Right. So let's hope they do.
Now, how is it humanly possible to do this? You know how many hours it's going to take? From what I understand here on the website, and I know you had an issue there with the NBA, you can no longer mention the name because it's this event, hashtag Team BJ, and you can also, for information, you can email info@officialteambj.com. It's not affiliated with the NBA. Let's get that straight from the get-go.
Not at all. We're fans. You know?
You're fans of the Miami Heat.
Yeah.
I know the NBA was a little upset.
And Miami and blowjobs, yeah. Yeah,
so,
they wanted to make sure that they're, you know, they weren't affiliated and that, you know, we weren't using any of their logos and stuff like that, and that's cool. You know, I just appreciated the fact that they even recognized us. That's cool, you know.
So,
but we just took the NBA off of everything, and the event still stands.
And now the website is officialteambj.com for you gentlemen out there, which, mind you, Sarah, you know, when I had you on the phone on the show, I mentioned it on Twitter. I mentioned it on Facebook and all social media. And everyone knows who you are, but no one wants to say anything on social media. I don't know if they're shy, you know, they don't want their girlfriends and wives to find out. But they all tell me on a personal level, wow, you have Sarah Jayon, wow. You know, or they send me a private message. But boys, men out there, don't be shy. She's just a professional like any of us out there. So you can speak to her. She doesn't bite. And you can send your questions. But, Sarah, looking at some
of
the...
I bite upon request.
Well, Sarah, looking at some of these specifics here, looking at the website, officialteambayj.com, to be a part of it, you first have to get your own HIV test or your STD test at your own expense.
It is true.
So what – see, the thing I understand here, and please break it down for me in ABCs. So what's going to happen – and it's on August 1st. Sorry, correct? Is it August 1st or August 2nd?
August 2nd. It's August 2nd.
Okay, because I had to – and the website for some reason it says August 1st, but I read somewhere it's August 2nd.
Yeah. No, it is August 2nd. We just changed the website when we took the NDA off. So that might be a typo.
Okay.
Nobody caught, possibly. But it's definitely August 2nd and August 3rd, so.
And it's going to be hosted from another adult actor, Mr. Ron Jeremy, if I'm correct.
That's what we're hoping for. We haven't confirmed him yet, but that's the goal.
So let's get down to the nitty gritty of this thing. So
you're
a Twitter follower. You have to be a member of your website, sarahj.com, or Angelina's website. And you do your test. You pay that at your own expense. There's going to be a doctor, a male doctor, in-house. So what's the time schedule? If you could give us the 411, I mean, are men going to be standing next to each other naked? Are they going to be in a room? Can you just break it down for us?
I would love to be able to break it down for you, but I think that we really don't know yet because we're not sure at this point how many people are going to show up until 48 hours before the event to turn in their paperwork. So it's going to be quite a different scenario show up versus 5,000. So it's kind of like up in the air. We've discussed a few different ways things could happen. And, you know, like I said, it would be very different if 5 guys show up versus 5,000. So a lot of the questions that you have, as much as I would love to answer, I just really don't have the answer for.
You're saying it's too premature to say anything yet.
Yeah, you know, just for the simple fact that, you know, if only 5 guys show up, we might do it a little differently. We might give everybody 2 blowjobs. Who knows? You know, we might just decide just to change it up a little bit, you know. And if 5,000 guys show up, then we're going to have to, you know, make these blowjobs very quick, I would assume, right?
Right, which is the question of them all. I mean, as a man, would you like to be pleasured a little longer? I understand that you're on the clock, so you want to make this thing sooner. So a lot of the people, and again, they don't want to say who they are or whatnot, but they're probably, how is this going to happen? What is going to happen? And that is what men want to know. If they were to go to this thing, this event on August the 2nd,
I'll tell you what I would like to happen, and this isn't necessarily what is going to happen, but my utopia situation is that, you know, everybody shows up maybe like, you know, mid-morning, and you know, we have a decent turnout, like a few hundred would be great, like, you know, with the world record's 249, I would personally like to break the world record.
Now, now one person conducting 249 oral sex is the record?
Yeah, right. And I think the way that we're going to do it is that each guy is going to go to mine and Angelina's mouth if he so chooses. He can opt out of either one of our mouths. Because Angelina is doing condom only, and I am doing condom optional.
Is there a reason for that?
Well, it's personal preference.
Personal preference.
Like, you know, we're all stars here, and we're all performers, and we're all professionals, and we realize that even though this is a job and an industry, we all have different ways that we work. And just because Angelina and I are friends doesn't mean that, you know, we work the same way.
Now, are you going to be closed when you do this stuff, or are you going to be... your birthday suit?
I think we're picking out outfits. Like, I think we're going to be, like, some sort of nakedness, you know, like, you know, various degrees of nudity.
Just to kind of get the guys excited.
I, I'm, Right. Plus, there's going to be other girls there as well, like as eye candy, prior to them reaching our mouths. And the other girls are only going to be, yeah, they're not going to be, you know, giving head or anything like that. But the other girls will be, you know, maybe giving a little lap dance or shaky shaky or just being cute and flirtatious or just being beautiful.
Now, this while in line?
Mm-hmm.
So this is
yeah,
because so
I want the guy to be. So kind of warmed up by the time he gets to us, you know.
Right, so it's kind of like going to the gym. When you go lift, you know, you got to go on the treadmill, warm up a little bit, get the heart rate. Same thing
with
the bank.
Or maybe like, you know, I was thinking more along the lines of like going to a strip club.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know how like sometimes like you go to the strip club and you just get dances and then nothing really happens. And then you go home by yourself. And so this, you know. You kind of go to the strip club, but we're going to have some big-name stars there, too, just, you know, entertaining and stuff. So you go to the strip club, it's full of porn stars, and then, like, in a few minutes, you're going to get your dick sucked.
And now, why did you choose Miami Velvet, which is a swingers club?
Well, Miami Velvet was originally chosen, and there may be a location change. I just got word today that there may be an issue with the location, but Miami Velvet was originally chosen because they've worked on other events with us before. I hosted a charity event, a fundraiser for Kimora Quine, a porn star who truck, and I held it at Miami Velvet, and they've held other events for us before, and they've always been very good to us. So, we had asked them if they'd be interested in doing it now.
Right. Now, Sarah, from what I understand, also reading some of the information here, that if you don't want to show your face, they might be fans of yours, you can wear a mask to cover your face while you're being conducted the sexual performance. But again, you too could also have the right to tell a person no. You can refuse the fellatio on a person, correct?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm like, if some weird chance and like, you know, like somebody's ex-boyfriend or like, you know, uncle, like a weird cousin or some shit showed up, you know, like you definitely wouldn't want to blow your cousin, you know, so.
Which is my question. Is there an age limit or anyone
to
follow?
Yeah, that's one of the rules too. Absolutely. That's one of the rules too. It has to be 21 and up. And a lot of the guys are like, you know, what's up? Right. A lot of the guys are like, why is it 21, 18 and up? And the reason is simply just because our lawyers advise this. You know, the laws are different with pornography in different states and different places. And, you know, because these people are coming from all over and, you know, we're crossing a lot of state lines, it just makes it a lot less sticky if everybody's 21 and up.
And 60 and above, too. So anything after 21, you're okay to go.
Yeah, totally.
You don't discriminate on age. Sarah?
No. Yeah.
Yeah, so no problems with age then. You'll take it. Now, and another thing, they have to wear, accordingly, their T-shirts, just like yours, Sarah J's Juicy T-I-T-S T-shirt. There's an official hashtag Team DJ T-shirt.
Right. Basically, that helps let them know where they are in line. We figure if there is a whole bunch of people, there's going to need to be some sort of order to the line. You know, we're going to have to draw numbers or straws or something. So, you know, obviously going to let our members of our sites go first, and then, you know, any members of the Heat or the coaching staff. And then, you know, if you wear, Angelina has her own shirt, once you go Hispanic, don't panic. I always get that wrong. I hope I didn't get that wrong. But her shirt is, once you go Hispanic, don't panic. And mine is, I love Sarah J. I also have a shirt that has been released by the company too in the shirt, the acronym TITS. And it's called Juicy. So if you wear either of any of those three shirts or a Team BJ shirt, you know, get different places in line. It makes it a little bit more organized, right?
Yeah, it does. Now, have you had anyone from the Heat organization contact you or reach out to you on Twitter and say, hey, I'm going to be there? And this goes for anyone.
No,
right?
the only people from over there that have contacted us is the lawyers.
And I'm sure they don't want to participate or we don't know.
Yeah, they haven't hit us up about that. So
unless they wear a mask when they walk in there, right?
Right. I would never know.
So is this stuff also, it's going to be filmed? It's going to be streamed live and later sold on DVD?
Yes.
So I think we would have to send a consent prior to participating in the event.
Absolutely. They have to sign a full model release.
Okay, so another question that I have, and it gets a little bit more detailed now. So if the man reaches climax or orgasm, what's going to happen? I mean, are you going to use your body, your hands, your mouth?
I can only speak for myself because I can only speak for myself. You know, like I said, Angelina and I don't always do things the same, even though we're best friends. Me personally, I would have to call it at the moment, and that's what I do on a daily basis anyway. You know, if I'm giving head to like somebody, you know, sometimes I kind of do what I feel like. If the guy's begging for it on my face and I feel like putting it on my face, then I'll put it on my face. If, you know, if I want to swallow it, I do. So I'll probably kind of do whatever I want.
So it might be some guy's lucky day. It all depends.
Yeah,
now,
no,
are you
for sure. I mean, I'm definitely not going to rule out anything because, you know, there's some days where I feel like swallowing cum and other days where I just don't feel like it. I might want it on my face or, like, on my tits or, you know, and I'm sure, depending on how many guys we have, I'll probably switch it up. I'm not going to, I mean, if I have 300 guys, I'm not going to want the same, you know, to do the same thing every time. It's going to be boring.
Curiosity, how much have you had a semen swallowed at the most, the max that you have had? Because if you do have 300 men, I mean, that's a whole lot. I mean, I don't know how much you could take.
Right? I don't know either. You know, that's part of why I'm really excited about this, to be honest with you. Because like I said, one of my favorite things, I'm not just saying that because I'm a porn star, but like literally one of my favorite things to do is suck dick. So I'm this is like a self-challenge for me. Like, I have no idea. Like, I've never sucked more than like, I think like maybe 20, 25 dicks in a day probably. So anything over like 20, 25 dicks is going to be like pretty exciting because that's more than my personal most.
And you're not worried whatsoever as far as the consequences. If and I understand they're going to have testing, but you're not worried about anything.
Me personally, no. We have the testing that we do is the same testing that we do for all of our adult scenes. It is RNA, you know, HIV test, which is the most accurate. We also do gonorrhea and chlamydia and syphilis, and all of those are, you know, the most accurate tests that you can possibly get. We're also requiring that the guys get tested within a certain amount of time. So, you know, if you're thinking about coming, please make sure you check out the site and follow all the rules and get tested within a certain amount of time because we like to have fresh tests. But, no, I'm not worried about anything at all.
And is it going to be consistent one guy after the other? You're going to take breaks? And, of course, it all depends on the how many people show up.
It depends on how many people show up, and it depends on how I'm feeling. Like, if my hand's cramping, I'm going to take an extra break or whatever. But my thought is I can probably go, like, 45 minutes, take a 15-minute break, go another 45 minutes, take a 15-minute break. That's kind of what I'm planning.
Absolutely. Well, Sarah, and again, you can visit sarahj.com for her movies and all of her performances, and the website there is officialteambj.com. And you know, it's something like I said, Sarah, many people know, they just don't want to say it out there in the public, but it's something that's been hitting the internet and the news. It's been a hot topic. It's been down here in South Florida, everyone's talking about it.
It has been quite a hot topic, and everybody is talking about it, and I'm really excited. Like, I hope that there's a good turnout, and I hope everybody comes out, and, you know, there's going to be an after party on the 3rd, too. So, you know, not only do I want to come out and, like, you know, blow all the followers and, you know, have a really fun time the next night, too. I think the whole thing is going to be just something. This is like a once, in my mind, this is like a once-in-a-lifetime chance to do something like this, you know? So I feel like anybody who's a part of it is definitely going to be making history, and we're going to be having a great time, too.
And folks from the Guinness Book of Records will be there presently, no?
I love it if they showed up. We applied for them to come. They have not responded yet. So we will have it filmed. Yeah, we're going to have it filmed and documented and all that stuff, too. So,
Great, Sarah. Well, Sarah, and one question, as far as the porn industry, because we understand that it's an industry that packs in, racks in a whole bunch of money. And it's an industry that many don't really give that much of attention, but it's a multi-billion field, if you will. And how has it changed over the time with the internet as far as money? Can you tell us about that industry nowadays?
Yeah, of course. I mean, the internet's been a real double-edged sword, even though it's exposed porn and made it easily accessible to a lot of people. It has also made it free, which has been a huge problem for all of us, because if you're not paying for porn, then the production companies that are making these scenes are not making any money off those scenes. And if the production companies aren't making any scenes, then they're not hiring the talent anymore. And if the talent's not being hired, then they have to look for other work. So it makes a huge, huge, huge impact on us. Like I said, the internet is brought to light so many, you know, different kinds of porn and different fetishes. And, you know, they've got so many different sites out there, and it's been a great exposure. But at the same time, it has also completely killed us. So if you're watching free porn, know that you're stealing porn, and that, you know, you're contributing to the downfall of quality pornography.
It's kind of like the Napster, basically, of back in the day.
It's just like a Napster. The only problem is the government's not going to step in to help us like they did with Napster. And, you know, it's just not going to happen.
But at the same time, there's many companies out there via the internet that are just raking in money. There's the Brazzers and the other ones that used to have, like, a Jaina Jameson.
Believe it or not, there's a lot of companies that are, you know, known as porn companies out there that actually run some of these tube sites that I'm speaking of. They own them and operate them, and they have other investments too in other companies and other businesses. Webcamming is huge right now. So it's really, if you're in the adult industry right now, it's really about diversifying your income streams, because you can't make money the same way you can make money before. Now money is being made in ways like lawsuits and webcamming, personal appearances, and as opposed to actual performing. Like, you don't really make hardly any money performing in comparison to the money you make off of everything else.
And then now some of these guys or girls are taking out to this on a personal level. You Skype with them, and they don't actually perform anything. And I'm a big follower or listener of the Howard Stern Show, and they have these girls that get on the webcams, and they rack in thousands of dollars in it monthly.
Yeah, and honestly, that live content, whether it's behind the scenes content or you know, live streaming webcam hardcore content, that's really where the money is at the moment. That I should say, the easy money. Now there's plenty of other money to be had, but you have to be creative in order to get it. And it's just not as easy as going and applying for a job, basically, and getting a job and getting paid for that job like it used to be. Now you have to have some angles, and, you know, you have to be a little bit knowledgeable about business and internet and marketing and pornography. It takes a lot to make money in the adult industry now.
It's not like when the Jaina Jamesons were there that, you know, she became pretty much a celebrity of sorts. She would appear in
Jaina Jameson, it was very simple. Jaina Jameson was sponsored by a large corporation that was doing extremely well, and all their marketing and their promotion went behind her. She was contracted to them for a long period of time. She gained a lot of popularity because of that. They put all their money and effort into her. And that's just not necessarily the way the pornography industry works anymore, because we don't have a strong DVD market. The internet has fragmented our industry in so many ways that there is not one or two huge stars. There's several, because there's so many different kinds of pornography. So, you know, with there only being a couple large companies at that time, they put that money into their stars, which made them large stars. And then Jenna went ahead and took, ran with that after she became a star, ran with that and put it into her own company and everything else. You know, so it's a different world now than it was then.
No doubt it has changed with the internet. Well, Sarah, thank you so much for taking some time. And I know a lot of folks there on Twitter were tweeting to you and they wanted to listen to you here tonight. And I appreciate you taking some time and speaking to us. I think I had a guy all the way from Africa who wondered, you know, why don't you answer my tweets? But heck, they got a chance to hear you live here on the program, and we appreciate. Sarah, if you could do me
Absolutely.
A favor here, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I really appreciate all my fans and all my Twitter followers, but I have a lot of you. There, I have 241,000 followers on Twitter, and I get, you know, messages all the time. They're like, why don't you respond to me? Because I have 241 of you fans. That 241,000 of you fans that are contacting me on a regular basis, I get on average 500 mentions an hour. So
wow.
if I don't reply back to you, I apologize. Please be patient. And if you don't find your question answered, look through my timeline. It was probably already answered previously.
Wow. And you could come here on the show anytime you'd like. Heck, and you could speak to them as well, Sarah. The mic is all yours. But Sarah, if you do me a favor here, if you could give us a plug, just say, hey, you know, this is Sarah J. Keep listening to The Roman Show, and whenever you're ready.
Hey, this is Sarah J., your favorite porn star. Keep listening to The Roman Show.
Sarah J., thanks so very much. You can check out her website, sarahj.com. Follow her on Twitter, at SarahJX. And the big event, August 2nd, right now, is for Miami Velvet. But you can check out officialteambj.com, all her followers on Twitter, her members of her website, and her friend Angelina DeCastro as well. They will be performing oral sex. You would say as a gift, guy. You would say as a gift?
I would say as a gift, absolutely. Definitely as a gift. As a celebration for the Miami Heat. Success.
There you go. But always safe sex, right, Sarah?
Absolutely.
Thank you, Sarah. Thank you so very much. And good luck on everything else.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Have a good night. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Well, there you have it. Sarah J., adult actress here in The Roman Show. Johnny, are you okay? Did you take out the earplugs?
Are we on?
Yeah, did you take out the earplugs?
you didn't catch me singing, did you?
Perhaps I might have. But did you take out the earplugs? You're good to go now?
Yeah, I could hear you pretty fine.
Okay.
I was, how'd it go?
Now, I must say something on the record, Johnny.
Did it go okay for you?
Huh? Yeah, it went well. I must admit.
Were
it was,
you happy
you know,
with
I,
your journalism tonight? Huh?
You know, I hate giving me props, but I did not use any vulgar language, and I kept it very professional. And you know, she was very she explained everything in detail as far as what's going to happen. And I think I did a fairly good job. I think my girlfriend will be proud of
me. Well, knowing you, buddy, I'm sure you did. But that took longer than the Andy interview. I was able to cook a meal and dessert, and I'm on my fifth cup of coffee.
And enjoy some Dunkin' Donuts coffee, huh?
Exactly what I'm drinking. Actually, one of my clients won a Dunkin' Donuts contest where she gets free coffee for a year, and she was nice enough to give me a whole pound of it. So I'm on that right now.
Nice. Well,
yeah.
And I want to put it out there on the record, Johnny, that the many males who are out there and saying, wow, you're Sarah J. Oh, Sarah J. But they won't say anything. Listen, man, it's okay. You know, she is just a professional. Just like any other profession, you know, whether you're a construction worker or a gardener, whatever the heck it is. But she does what she does, and she chose to do that, and, you know, got to respect it.
Like I said to you off the air, you know, me personally, I don't hide from anything in life. I'm not built that way. It's not the way I want to live my life. I just want the fans to know that I live by what I promote. That might not have been one of the segments I promote, but I do not discriminate. I don't judge another person. And I just try to live as happy as I can. So, like I said, I'm not pointing any fingers. I'm not saying it's wrong or it's right. For me, it's not right. It's not something I want to promote to my people or the fans that I have in my great circle of good. But, like I said, we live in a world with that's pretty diverse, and to each his own. So, just want to put
that
out there.
Johnny, let's take some.
Though, people that hide, I mean, you know, come on. Get yourself up and be in the world. You only have a short amount of time on it.
You don't live in a cage. Yeah, you don't live under a cave. Johnny, this is a certain individual that was a member here of the Roman Show, and I'm sure he has to say something after the Sarah J interview. Stephen Cage, sir.
Hey, very good interview, I have to say. I have to give you credit where credit is due. But just the fact that you degrade yourself.
Now, I want to say something, clarify real quick, Stephen Cage. At any point, did you see a body part of yours increase in size?
Oh, God.
Listen.
Now, of all the shows, we had a WWE Hall of Famer on last week. Of all the shows, Cage, you could call into, this has to be the one. I am not surprised.
No, listen, while Mr. Knockout is applying makeup instead of picking up his goddamn phone,
listen, go ahead
and continue.
I don't know what you're talking about. If you're talking about change, I have nothing to do with that guy because I don't really like to bother with him. So,
okay.
If you want to take it up with him, by all means.
Well, hey, that is something I don't know. But on top of that, pick up your damn phone. That's why you pay your damn monthly bills, don't you? Anyway, so now that I did my Johnny Knockout
call, that's why I have caller ID. I get to avoid calls like yours.
Let me tell you something, John. Are we really going to have a little stupid little kid fight here?
Well, I mean, is that what you're looking to have? I mean, I think you're the only child on the line right now.
Can you get to your point already? You've been down here contemplating what you're going to say?
Are you done with your corn dog sandwich? Get on with it.
As a matter of fact, guys, I've turned a new leaf, and I just wanted to come on here and say congratulations to you both. That is all I wanted to do.
Well, thank you. By the way, and it's all due fair and share, that we must mention that Stephen Cage has his own show now on Blog Talk Radio. He left his custodial job at MetLife Stadium, but he traded for this radio show.
I gotta say.
What's that?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, okay. Johnny, as you stated, that he stole it from you, but it is titled Reality Check.
I never said anything of the sort. I said it's a conspiracy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's talking about having a controversial opinion where that, memory serves me correct. That was the name of my segment when I first started with you guys here at the Roman Show. And,
yes, there it was.
It's called Reality Check. I'm on Twitter, at JKO Reality. See what I did there? Quick plug. So I didn't say he stole it from me. I don't make accusations like that. I say it's a little bit of a coincidence and conspiracy. And I'm glad to have him on the line. I want to say first and foremost to you, congratulations on your new show, and I hope it works out well for you. And in fact, there's been so much talk going around, there was somebody that was asking about you.
Excuse me?
You know who's asking about you? You know who's asking
Who?
About you?
Who?
Nobody!
Well, here's the point, Johnny. And mind you, the reason why I cannot or will probably can't, unless Mr. Roman ever lets you off the show, for one day, that is actually, I gave you a shout-out on our show today when we had the Memfo Mofo. I'm pretty sure you remember him from a while back.
Wait, so you need what you're saying is you need the ratings. No problem.
No, I don't need no ratings.
Where's my royalty?
No, I don't need no ratings. I just need entertainment, and that's all you are to me.
Good. Well, good. I help everybody, whether they agree with me or they don't. Whether they agree that corn dogs is not good for your diet, you know that you just something you just seem to keep adding to your meals every day consistently.
Well, let me just set the record straight here, and this is for all your loyal listeners. And, Johnny, you could continue fighting me all you want. And same for you, Mr. Roman. But I'm putting everything aside that I had for you guys, and I came on here just to say congratulations to you both.
Well, thank you.
So
I appreciate the kudos.
So, mind you,
I just want to say I know you're right, and yeah, I appreciate it, but, you know, a leopard never changes his spots. So I've learned that in my life.
Well, if a leopard ever changes his spots, then that's just weird.
I'd like to say that Stephen Cage Reality Check airs every Tuesday at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Block Talk Radio. So make sure you check him out on blocktalkradio.com. Reality Check at 9 p.m., half hour before we start. They have their own little thing going on. I know they had a pizza contest the other day, and
It was called
I don't know about
this,
Johnny. We start doing pizza contests, or you know? No.
Hey, look, I'll take pizza over what you just had on for the past half hour. So
I don't know. I don't know if the certain member will agree with that.
Well, let me explain something to you, Mr. Roman.
Well, he doesn't deal with all of my choices in life. He just deals with parts of them.
Well, I would love to see Johnny Knockout's controversial opinion going against my own Dick Hard's venting with the dick.
What?
I would love, huh?
Yeah, you got to tune in for that.
Venting
one.
With the what?
Yes.
Venting with the dick.
One. You got to tune into that for that one, Johnny.
What? With the Richard?
Yes.
I'm completely confused right now.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot that this is a rated PG show. Where
I think we threw that out the window.
I have so many young children that I inspire that, you know, I'd rather they grow up right in a wrong world, you know. So
I think I think we threw that PG rating last week when we had Bruce Santee. So I think next week we'll be.
I was
back
about to say that.
It's not about that. I mean, I'll cuss and everything when the time is appropriate, but it'll make sense and it'll probably garner a few laughs. I'm not just going to say it for no apparent reason. You know, it's got to make sense. But I know that's something you don't relate to, Cage. Making sense. It's like the picture of Darth Vader pouring water out of a filtered water cup on the beach. It says sense. This picture makes none. That's hilarious. And that's something that you're not, but you make no sense, which is the point.
Well,
Cage,
where can people follow up? I'm going to take another phone call here. Where can people follow up with you and the Reality Check?
Oh, just at facebook.com/realitycheck1.
All right. There you go. facebook.com/realitycheck1. Number one. And just follow up there with Stephen Cage. He has a whole conversations about anything you can think of. And I'm not kidding about this one day. When I mentioned pizza, I really do mean it. That he had a contest about pizzas.
Reality Check 1, he said?
Yeah, Reality Check 1.
And people were calling
more
in.
Of a number 2.
People were calling in, Johnny, and ordering pizza.
Hey, listen, Cage, it was great making fun of you for the past 10 minutes, so thank you in that aspect for coming on the show.
I think
Roman's a fairer man for having you on, so you know.
Yes, sir.
Let me just say, Johnny, whenever you grow a pair of balls, which apparently you don't,
grow a pair of
by
balls,
all means.
I have two very nice ones, large ones, and I think if I'm not mistaken, you left the Roman show the minute I was just about ready to come down to Florida to kick your ass in the middle of a wrestling ring. And we talk about conspiracies. That's a huge one.
Hey, that challenge is still on. If you want to still have that match, let's go, Johnny.
I'm just waiting on you, pal.
And I'm waiting on you.
I have a lot of wrestling shows coming up, so I don't wait. So, whenever, just book it.
check out Stephen Cage every Tuesday at 9 p.m. Check out the Facebook, facebook.com/realitycheck1. Final thought, Cage, you have something to say?
Hey, Johnny, how about we meet halfway? I'm planning on going in August to NWA Fusion to watch Brutal Games over there at NWA Fusion. Why don't we meet up there and we fight one-on-one?
When is this? What date? I'm looking.
This is in August.
August what?
I got to get that on my book as well. It's right now it's out of my league.
Oh, yeah. You're so prepared, huh? I have about five show dates I'm ready to list in August. So if they don't
he still owns
those,
a BlackBerry, Johnny. He still owns a BlackBerry. He hasn't upgraded yet. He doesn't have it on his calendar. He owns a BlackBerry. He's not updated with the iPhone and the Androids.
Get with the program. Hashtag Android.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right,
Chase.
Thank you for having me, Mr. Roman.
Yes,
and
sir.
You too, Johnny.
Yeah.
All right, let's take another phone call here. Oh, look who it is, our good friend, Mr. Dave Goldstein. Mr. Dave Goldstein, how did you enjoy the interview with Sarah J?
That is...
I think this guy almost had a heart attack, Johnny.
But this time I'm really going to have a heart attack when I call the F to Miami Velvet.
I think he's going to be... I think he's already in line.
So I'm sure...
I think he's in line already.
Viagra, you're not supposed to mix medication and alcohol.
No. You're asking
for
it, buddy.
He doesn't abide by that rule anyway.
Yeah. You're asking for it there, Goldstein. Goldstein, did you enjoy the interview? Are you going to... I'm sure you watched her films. How many of her films do you own?
A performance. Oh. I have them in alphabetical order.
Uh-huh. You have them stored on your iPhone?
Oh, dear God. Oh, I have two iPhones.
Oh, so one couldn't cut it. You have to get two iPhones. I'm assuming you have, the 32 gigs?
Oh, my God. I got a 64.
Oh, it's two 64s. All right.
Damn.
Jesus Christ, this guy. All right, Goldstein, just make sure you don't choke on your own alcohol there, buddy.
You're going to be choking something.
All right, Johnny. We're getting closer to the 1,000th episode. where have we come from, man? We went from Hall of Famers to, I don't know. Johnny.
Yes.
We're getting close to the 1,000th episode of Raw, and they've been hyping it up. Now, one thing that comes to mind, they were hyping up, boosting up Charlie Sheen. No mention of him yesterday. In fact, he even went on TMZ, and he said that he's eliminating his Twitter account, so he's not going to be on Raw 1,000 next week. And I was looking forward to whatever crazy thing he was going to say.
I was having a competition with Charlie Sheen. I finally have more Twitter followers than him, although anything more than zero isn't something to really pat yourself on the back for. So I'm right there with Charlie Sheen. I don't know if you're asking for my opinion on it, but I want to shut down my Twitter too. But, you know, you need everything you can and, you know, to promote yourself. So we're kind of living in that kind of world right now. But honestly, anytime anybody sees me put a post, if it's not has nothing to do with wrestling or the Roman show, I really don't see a point. I kind of almost feel like I'm forced to do it. Like, I'd rather be out living my life, and I do, but sometimes it just gets in the way, and, well, all the time it gets in the way. And then when you don't have service on your phone, that's the most annoying thing. I was at the beach the other day trying to tweet, and I'm like, what the hell am I doing? You know?
I hear you. Well, it was also
what a letdown. That's a shame, you know, because
he's
more professional than that. I'm a little upset at that. Mm-hmm. I'll be honest.
Well, and also we were informed yesterday, of course, the Money in the Bank pay-per-view took place this Sunday, which was a decent pay-per-view, must say. John Cena won the Money in the Bank. Yeah, it was decent,
I'm not surprised.
The John Cena, obviously, won the Money in the Bank, and Dolph Ziggler won the Money in the Bank. John Cena informed the folks yesterday that he will be challenging CM Punk and CM Punk for the title. And Punk actually said that he'd like JR... Jim Ross to call his match Cena and Punk. That is something that he's asking for in the 1,000th episode. Let's see if that happens. And we
I don't
were
see
also
why Jim Ross wouldn't be on. You know.
Yeah, he has to
he's
be
been,
there. You know, all the
he's been a staple to Monday Night Raw. All those Raw moments.
Oh, yeah.
You hear JR's voice in the background.
Yeah, I see why not. I see why not. And also, Johnny, we were informed that AJ and and Brian are going to get married on Raw next week. How many weddings have we had on Monday Night Raw? Can you think of that at the top of your head?
Let's see. The Lita and Edge. The Kane and Edge.
Palumbo
Kane
and Badass.
And Edge. I mean, the Kane and Lita. That would be a guy. That would be weird if it was Kane and Edge, huh?
Palumbo and...
We
can't forget the Palumbo and Billy Gunn. Was it Raw or SmackDown?
That was SmackDown.
Oh, that was SmackDown. Okay.
But, yeah, I remember the important ones. Ew. I don't know. I can only think of two right now. Oh,
we had a couple.
Test and Stephanie McMahon.
Yes, that's another one.
Yeah.
So we had a couple. So add that
and
one to the
list. They've all been broken
destroyed.
Apart,
yep.
Yeah.
So could this be the only one that actually lasts through and they actually get married? Because
I don't see anyone
interfering there with Daniel Bryan and AJ. So it'd be pretty interesting to know. Hey, speaking of Daniel Bryan,
I'm
Daniel Bryan.
I don't know.
And Johnny, you being a trainer, Daniel Bryan spoke about him being a vegetarian. And now
yeah.
Austin Aries, the TNA champion, has also come out and said that he's also a vegetarian. It seems that a lot of wrestlers now are turning to this.
Well, Daniel Bryan's a vegetarian because he has to be. It was for health purposes, you know. He wasn't able to fight off a certain... diseases or bacterias from the meats he was eating. And that's going to really prevent him from, performing in the ring and being a professional wrestler. So for health reasons, he had to stop. I see a guy like Austin Aries. I don't know. Maybe he's got the same thing or it's by choice, but I couldn't do it. I wouldn't do it.
Wow.
I don't
want
people to take this the wrong way, but I love meat.
Well, you know... many folks are turning into the being vegetarian, stating that it's good for you, and you know, because of this whole food that what they find and the meat and so forth, they say that you know there's a lot of things causes cancer and so forth. So many of the folks are turning to.
Listen, look, you could leave your house and get hit by a bus. Everything causes something, you know. Shitty people cause bad days, but you don't see them stopping that, you know. Cancer. Everything causes cancer. Diet soda. I happen to love Pepsi Max and Coke Zero, and I'm not going to stop drinking them because somebody thinks aspartame or aspartame, whatever you want to call it, is going to, you know, prevent me, you know, from living a productive life. I'm fine. You know, I ain't dying. If I did, then so be it. At least I'll die happy with my Pepsi Max in my hand.
There you go. Guys, if you have a thought about vegetarianism, please let us know. We'd like to hear from you. Hashtag Roman Show, and let us know, or tweet us @RomanDH. Also, Christian will be defending his Intercontinental belt next Monday, along with a possible word on Brock Lesnar if he will take on Triple H in SummerSlam. Paul Heyman will be out there as well. Now, Paul Heyman also went out on Twitter and gave props or kudos to Husky Harris, who's now is going by a different name now.
Good man.
He's now stated that he has a big future ahead of him in the WWE.
You ever see that guy? You ever see that man in the ring?
Yeah, yes,
I
have.
He's one of the guys I do want to get in the ring with eventually. That guy is over 300 pounds, and he moves like a damn cruiserweight. I'm not afraid to say that he moves faster than me in certain aspects.
Wow.
That's a dangerous guy to be in the ring with. And you know what? He's a genuine human being, too, and a decent person. And I like
very
that.
Very nice guy, yeah. Very nice guy. Yeah, we had
the first
guy
I met when I went down to Tampa, when I was trying out and training at FCW.
Very nice guy. We'll be seeing him in action. And also, we found out that DX, as I mentioned, that there's rumors that they're going to start off the show. There's rumors, though, that other DX members will be joining him. You know, we know that Road Dogg has a Legends contract, so we won't be surprised that he comes out. But will we see Badass Billy Gunn or X-Pac?
I hope so.
I really doubt
China,
but...
No. Oh, God, no. God, no.
I don't think we're going to see
If you get her on this show, by the way, I will forfeit all rights to be on this show. I don't like her.
I don't think too many like her. I don't think too many people like her.
I don't like too many people, but her for, yeah, I don't know her personally, but you know, she just doesn't give off a very good vibe.
And switching to TNA, Dixie Carter tweeted that Austin Aries, even though we spoke to him a little earlier today, he has signed a long-term contract with TNA.
Cool.
So you can see him in action for some time. Tamaline Cinch, better known as Sunny, is in rehab. As we understood that she was... admitted to an emergency room on Friday night, and her boyfriend said to be insistent on getting her help. We don't know exactly what exactly is happening, but there is the RF video. They filmed a shoot interview with her, so we should hear exactly what the heck is going on with Sunny. I know she was booked for a couple of shows. She also turned out an interview
at
a radio
station.
She was
supposed to be at the 28th show. Yeah. That I'm legally obligated to be at.
Well, I must say that...
anybody that consciously goes for help, you know, I'll give a verbal pat on the back, too. I've met and been around people in my life that have a problem, that do not want to do anything about it, that don't want to hear anything from the people that love and support them. So anybody that's going to help themselves, I'd say, do it or do that. You made a good choice. So, you know, all the best for that.
Well, all I can say, Johnny, is that Sunny was scheduled here during the WrestleMania weekend to appear at a show. And the night before, the word was that she also was in the hospital. Something about her blood pressure, when I remember. But we don't know too much. Hopefully this interview will expose something. And then New Jack, who was in ECW, went on Facebook and unleashed some of his flurry. And you can check that out. There's actually an article on lordsofpain.net. He's a very outspoken individual. And I know they had
something together. Yeah. Such
a
happy guy, that guy.
Yeah, very funny, though. I must admit.
Yeah, no,
well,
he
Johnny,
is funny.
We've had a fun-filled episode here on the Roman Show, and I'd like to say that next week, Tuesday, we'll have TNA veteran Jesse Neal on the show, and he has a lot of things to say.
I've been in the ring with him.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
How cool is that?
Physical. So we
super cool guy.
Yeah,
super cool guy.
He's pretty cool.
Yeah, super
cool
guy. Yeah, he'll be here. Next Tuesday, so make sure you write that down there on your calendars or your Androids or your iPods.
Oh, your iPhones and Androids. No BlackBerry stuff.
No BlackBerry. That's antiquated. So make sure you write that down. Tomorrow night, we're going to have Alexis Davis of Invicta FC. It's a women's mixed martial arts promotion. She'll be on the program tomorrow night at 9:30 p.m. actually. Tomorrow, we're going to start a little early as well. And we got more guests coming up soon. We're also going to have, believe it or not, Johnny, do you remember the Superman dance?
What?
Superman? The
do
song
I remember
Superman?
Superman? Is that what you're
yeah,
asking?
Yeah, the song.
Right
the Superman. Hey, Superman, the song, you know?
Oh, the song. I thought you meant the comic
book.
Yeah,
the song,
know.
Not
the
comic book. The song.
Yeah, I think I heard it the other day, and I was like, damn, I haven't heard this in years. And I still didn't like
or
it.
Or the Stanky Leg. You ever heard of the Stanky Leg dance?
No.
Well,
I'm getting so many visuals
there's
in
a
my
new,
head right now.
There's
Thank
a
you.
New dance out there, a new craze called the toe tappy. And the guy who created the toe tappy, which the video on World Star Hip Hop has, I think, over 5 million hits. I don't know how many hits it has, but it has a whole bunch. The creator of the toe tappy will be on the Roman Show to talk about the toe tappy.
I'm going to mute myself out of that one, too. No, I'm kidding.
you could do... I
make some of the most prominent, some most thought-provoking and intellectual videos on YouTube, JKOTube, YouTube.com, the real JKO.
Yeah,
and,
one of those intellectual videos...
5 million hits? What the hell? What, I got to do something retarded and stupid? Maybe I got to, like, drag my ass against the floor. Oh, wait.
I don't know, but...
Maybe I got to have a dog do it. And then
in
I
one
can
of those
get
videos,
hits. But then that'll be nothing to promote. That'll be stupid.
In one of those
As you
videos,
can tell,
you have,
I'm annoyed at that.
All I'm saying is, in one of those videos, you're going to have to do the toe tap. You'll get 5 million hits, I promise you.
Yeah, right. I'll get 2 hits and a lecture.
Well, your final thought, man.
My final thought is I want to thank Andy, Big Andy, Silent Rage, for being on the show with us. That was a cool interview. Nice guy, and we proved that. I want to congratulate you on your professionalism, regardless of any of the guests that you've had on this show. At the end of the day, we are journalists, we are professionals, and we're in a world that I believe firmly we shouldn't discriminate. And I just want to finish my schedule. I don't know, can we make the
sure.
time to do
Knock
that? Because
out.
I haven't gotten to it.
Knock yourself
okay,
out.
Fans and wrestling enthusiasts, this is Johnny Knockout. You're sitting on a superstar. Now, you know what I'm going to be at? Long Island, New York, 728. You guys can check out my pages. That's YouTube.com, The Real JKL, for promos on upcoming matches and debuts that I will be at, special appearances as well. Twitter, at JKL Reality. You can find out all the information. Facebook.com, The Johnny Knockout Reality. Get yourself a pad and a pen right now because I got to do this quick, or you could just hit replay on the archive. August 11th for Valor Pro Wrestling, all the way out in Red Lion, Pennsylvania. I will be making my official debut. It's going to be at the Leo Fire Company at 201 West Broadway, and that's Red Lion, Pennsylvania. You can visit ValorWrestling.com for the information on that. On August 18th, right in Belleville, New Jersey, I will be wrestling for National Pro Wrestling Superstars. You can go to NWSWrestling.com for the information on that. Wednesday, August 22nd, I just debuted Fighting Spirit Wrestling last week, but we will be officially be re-entering Atlantic City, New Jersey. Now, Atlantic City, New Jersey was home to WrestleMania 5 or 6, I believe, at the Trump Plaza. We will be at the Atlantic City Lakes Bay Hotel, and that's 8029 Black Horse Pike West in Atlantic City, New Jersey. For tickets and information, you can dial 609-470-0017. Again, that's 609-470-0017, or you can go to facebook.com/Fighting Spirit Wrestling. That's going to be at 6 p.m. Yeah, you get all the information there. If you have any questions, comments, just find me on Facebook, Twitter, and then you can also you can find out the promos on YouTube. And while you're there, just check out the rest of my matches and my other promos. And you can see the change that I'm making in professional wrestling. Okay, I think that's it.
That sums it up. Well, I'm a New Yorkans, New Jerseyans, Philadelphians.
New Yorkians.
Make sure you check out.
New York,
like that word?
New Yorkers.
New Yorkians? Well,
New Yorkers.
I just wanted to add the New Yorkians. I just thought it just sounded cool for some reason. You can make fun of me later. Whatever.
I am going to make fun of you later.
Maybe that could be trending. We could put that out there.
You're on two
of
strikes
Nemo
right
two.
Now. But Sanka and New Yorkians, listen, we have attitude here in New York. We don't take too easily to even messing with our name. It's New Yorkers.
Maybe New Yorkians will be trending on Twitter and will replace Finding
Nemo
2.
I'm going to give you a wedgie in if you do that again.
A wedgie. Well, Johnny.
Hashtag wedgie in.
Yes, yes. Again, hopefully that will replace Finding Nemo 2 on Twitter right now. It's trending right now. I'm sure that everybody's psyched for this week with a Batman film, so make sure you guys enjoy that. And you're a big comic book fan, right, Johnny?
I love the Joker. Sorry, Batman. I'm not sorry, actually. I love the Joker and the Punisher. Yeah, big-time advocate of both. Batman's cool, too.
Yeah. Okay, well, this Thursday, Friday, midnight, I'll be checking that out, so make sure you guys watch that movie. It's a good movie. It's going to break a lot of records from what we understand. And heck, if you want to talk about it, you want to
see it. Okay.
Yeah, you want to vent about it? Tweet it. Hashtag Roman Show. We want to hear from you people what you think about the Batman, which is going to be exciting. So whether you watch it in New York or in Philadelphia or in Chicago or in California or in Miami, make
sure
you
listen. And listen, anybody listening right now, as I interrupt Roman for the umpteenth time, call in. Stop being so damn shy, you know. I don't know how else we're going to say. We are open and available and willing to be as interactive as you possibly could ever ask for. So just call
speaking,
in and be part
of
the show.
Speaking of interaction, I want to give you a special thank you on the air, Johnny, because you pointed out that one of my touts came out on SmackDown. I want to thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome. But you see, that's the big, big thing about interaction. You know, we're living in a world of society right now where it's pretty much everything's inclusive. It's no longer exclusive. So you guys want to be a part of something great, do it now. You know, because when we do get bigger,
You can find me on Tao, at RomanDH. You can find me there.
I know you didn't ask, but that's one of the things I'm not following. The
I know.
Trend. I'm sorry. I got enough. Facebook, Twitter, I almost said a bad word. Wow. YouTube. Oh, my God. MySpace is still there, even though I don't use it. That's enough's enough. So you guys shout it out.
I want to give a special thank you to Pepe Villete. It's a Miami thing, Johnny. You wouldn't understand. Who retweets some of my tweets. And to all of his almost 20,000 followers, thank you so much for retweeting the post on the Roman show, and I know we're going to have him soon. And I'll give you the scoop and let you know who Pepe Vieto is, Johnny. You're going to laugh, but he's a funny guy.
Awesome.
Yeah, and we'll have that down.
Pepe something,
show.
He already sounds funny.
Pepe Vieto.
You ever see that movie Multiplicity? That's
Carla
Caruso's favorite movie. She touched my Pepe, Steve. She touched my Pepe.
Well, guys, follow the archive, guys. If you missed the show, the interviews of Andy Levine and also Sarah J, Adult Actress, here, the Roman show, you can check it out tomorrow.
Let's not forget Stephen Cage.
Yes. You can check out his show, facebook.com/realitycheck1. And check out the archive of the Roman show, RodolphoRoman.com. Johnny Knockoff, thank you so very much, sir, for joining me. We'll do it next Tuesday, tomorrow, 10 p.m., or 9:30 p.m., sorry, as we talk mixed martial arts. Johnny, always a pleasure, man. Good night over here from Miami.
Rodolfo Roman, thank you, all the way here from New York. See you on the other
side. You got
side,
it, sir.
Please.
Good night. Good night, guys. Johnny, I know you weren't a part of it, but what did you think about Sarah J, man?
I told you I was cooking and making coffee.
Yeah,
that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
I think you're a
terrific journalist, and I think that you're good at what you do. And yes, I was listening, because as a part of this show, I am professional as well. And I think you handled it perfectly. I think you did a better job than I even expected. Not that I was ever doubting you. So.
I never said a bad word.
What's that?
I never said a bad word.
No. You're not known to be like that in the first place. I am, on the other hand, but I do it at my own expense, yes. You did a great job, and I'm sure you reached a lot of different people, and you know what? That's what the show needs, diversity and a lot of different people. So that's cool. The world is mixed with different colors. Why not?
It's a cornucopia. All right, Johnny, we'll do it again.